The news is read this morning by Brian Jennings.
The former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, whose policies helped to end the Cold War, has died. He was 91. Eleanor Burnhill reports.
Born into famine on the 2nd of March 1931, the arrests of family members under Joseph Stalin's purges are said to have given Mikhail Gorbachev a lifelong wariness of the abuse of power. He climbed the ranks of his local Communist Party to eventually become leader of the Soviet Union in 1985, pledging to restore a stagnant Soviet economy with policies including glasnost, meaning open, and perestroika, meaning restructuring. He fostered a warmer relationship with the West, and along with the US President Ronald Reagan, he signed important nuclear disarmament agreements. This and his decision to withhold the Soviet army when the Berlin Wall fell helped him win a Nobel Peace Prize in 1990. But for many Russians, his economic reforms led to the breakup of the Soviet Union. Following a failed coup in 1991, he eventually announced his resignation on the 25th of December that year. The Russian President Vladimir Putin last night expressed his deepest condolences on the death of the last Soviet leader.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin described Mr. Gorbachev as one of the most significant political figures of the late 20th century. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said his policies had helped open the way for a free Europe and that his legacy would not be forgotten. The US President Joe Biden described Mr. Gorbachev as a man of remarkable vision who was brave enough to risk his entire career for a better future. The competition watchdog has issued recommendations on ways of increasing variety of choice for consumers in banking. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC, suggests that the central bank's mandate be extended to include objectives to make the market more competitive. The Commission expressed concern at the reduced choice for consumers caused by the departure of Ulster Bank and KBC and said there was no indication that a full-service bank was likely to enter the market in the near future. The Fiscal Advisory Council has said the government faces a delicate balancing act in the budget next month. It says this year's expected surplus in the public finances will be entirely based on corporation tax receipts. The comments are included in the Council's pre-budget statement. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The Irish economy recovered strongly from COVID, but the recovery has lost momentum in recent months, according to the Fiscal Advisory Council. That's down to the surge in inflation, which has reduced the spending power of consumers. It's also presenting a dilemma for the government in the upcoming budget. The council estimates that even if the government were to protect spending on existing levels of public services against current levels of inflation, it would cost an additional 6.7 billion euro. That's greater than the 4.9 billion euro allocated for new spending this year and next. This means the government will have to make difficult choices, IFAC says. The council forecasts a surplus in the public finances of 4.5 billion euro this year, but cautions that without revenue from unexpectedly buoyant but volatile corporate taxes, the exchequer would actually be in deficit to the tune of close to 5 billion euro. It repeats warnings about the imminent cost of pensions, climate change and sláinte care reforms, which IFAC believes have not been realistically incorporated into government forecasts.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ Airona 3 air-to-water air source heat pump for efficient, sustainable, cost-effective heating. Visit grant.eu.
Any mist patches will clear this morning. Today will be generally dry with sunny spells. There may be isolated showers. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 22 degrees.